From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops advance into the center of Ramadi. The troops are trying to reclaim the city, which was lost to Islamic State militants 7 months ago. A spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service says there was fighting in the neighborhood surrounding a government complex. The International Organization for Migration says the number of migrants and refugees entering Europe in 2015 has gone over the 1 million mark. They say it's the largest influx of its kind since the end of World War II. William Lacey Swing is the director general of the organization.
I think the 1 million mark reflects the widespread, unprecedented number of conflicts throughout Africa and the Middle East without any resolution in sight.
William Lacey Swing. Indian lawmakers have voted to lower the age at which a person can be tried as an adult for serious criminal offenses. The move follows a wave of public anger over the release of one of the attackers in a fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman on a New Delhi bus. A suspected U.S. drone strike overnight Monday is reported to have hit al-Shabaab positions in southern Somalia. Details are unclear, but local officials say the airstrike killed a number of militants, perhaps even a senior commander. U.S. military officials have yet to confirm the airstrike. The United Nations Security Council is demanding all parties in Syria immediately let food, medicine, and other humanitarian aid across war zones. The 15 members unanimously passed a resolution on Tuesday. They expressed anger that those fighting in Syria have ignored previous demands from the United Nations. This is VOA News.